Good afternoon, everyone. It's Ron Milhorn sitting in for Gabe for this afternoon's Connections. And today we're talking about the Garfield County Humanitarian Service Awards. Easy for me to say. Joining us in studio today is Rick Blauvelt, Executive Director of Raising a Reader, Sandy Swanson with the Family Visitor Programs, and Marion McDonough from Catholic Charities. And Sandy, I'll let you kick things off here. We were talking before we went on that you've been volunteered to be chair again, but this is obviously some work that you enjoy doing, overseeing this incredible program that's been going on for almost three decades.
Well, yes, and I haven't done it all three decades.
Okay.
But that's okay. And this year, the last couple of years, Blythe Chapman from Riverbridge has been my co-chair. So... because it gets a little overwhelming sometimes, because you're doing this as part of your regular job. But anyway, the Garfield County Commissioners this year are providing funding for the Humanitarian Service Awards. Now, when this started, it was a little bit different in the fact that the Human Service Commission and Dennis Webb, who was at that time the editor of the Post-Independent, and I'm not sure it even was called the Post-Independent at that point in time. Maybe it was the Glenwood Post.
Right.
But Dennis felt that that there were many humanitarians in the community and that the Glenwood Post-Independent would support nominations and a little luncheon that would honor these nominees. And it started out very small. And as it grew fairly quickly, we went from a little luncheon to an evening event. And the members of the Human Service Commission, which are primarily agency staff with some community reps, decided that they would ask the Garfield County Commissioners at that point in time mm-hmm. to help fund this.
Yeah.
So, and as the Post-Independent changed hands and changed focus, they stopped supporting the event as the sponsor and the Garfield County took it over. So every year we get probably about 15 nominees. That's what our hope is. And nominations, by the way, are due next Friday, February 22nd. And there are no exceptions to that. We go on and at 5:30 or 5 o'clock, whoever is listed on the website or is posted to the website is in. And if they show up at 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but, you know, they're not – they can be held over to next year.
So the deadline is next Friday the 22nd.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, as a matter of fact, we even said this year it would be 4 p.m., not 5 p.m. So all the rules are on the Garfield County website. There's a nomination form that people can fill out, and there is a set of 11 rules that people need to follow. One of the things that people need to understand is if somebody received an award, they can never receive an award again. But if they have been nominated in the past, we certainly encourage people to nominate them again. Because, as I said, 15 people, six awards or so, you end up with many people who are wonderful humanitarians that we just couldn't fit in that
right,
year.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that everybody is outstanding that's nominated. And, you know, they're all very humble. So they all say, I don't really deserve this.
Yeah,
give it
yeah.
to somebody else.
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting in for Gabe, who was a 2016 winner at Talk of the Town Award. And I remember attending that, it was a gala banquet. You know, you were talking about how it started in the early days, a little luncheon, and now it's this big full-blown event and looking for bigger venues in which to hold this event. And so that just speaks well to this community and how many wonderful people that live in this community that are deserving of recognition, whether they like it or not. Rick Blauvelt with Raising a Reader, how did you get involved, Rick?
You know, I think probably a year or so after I took the position at Raising a Reader, I heard about this event and someone encouraged me to attend. And after attending it once, I immediately wanted to help. It's just such an awe-inspiring, spirit-lifting, humanitarian, event. I mean, I walked away feeling renewed and energized. And we live in a world that seems so contentious, and we hear about tribalism and all this negative human interaction that it's just overwhelms us on the news. But in reality, when you go to an event like this, you realize that that's not the case for most of us. We care about each other. We're proud of where we live. We want to make our world a better place, our nation a better place, our community a better place, and we recognize the people that really are making that happen. So yeah. you just walk away feeling so renewed and energized and hopeful. Mm-hmm. It's just a great event. So I've been every year since. I couldn't not go.
Yeah. And, you know, Sid, you alluded to the fact that you talk about once you win an award, you can't win it again, but you can be nominated again if you haven't won. Right. And looking at just over the years, the past 10, 15 years, doing a little homework, each award to each individual is uniquely named.
Right.
And that's what's pretty cool.
That's a fun part of it. So, you know, if we have 15 nominees, the committee sits down and we invariably we have to read 150, 130, 150 pages of nomination letters, which is a grueling process, but it's so inspiring. You know, you sort of get engaged in it and forget about the time. But so then we sit down as a committee and we say, okay, who really rises to the top? And so then we say, okay, this person needs an award. We've got to create an award for this person. So we don't have a talk of the town every year like Gabe received, but we look at the work that that individual who has done, and we create an award that sort of speaks to what that individual has contributed.
Yeah.
So that's fun. So it's just the idea.
Well, Gabe's been talking since he was yay high to a grasshopper. Yeah. He's been at KMTS for decades.
You know, a few examples from last year. Yeah. Tom Ice, the Heart of the Operation Award. And Tom is the president of the Garfield County Search and Rescue All-Volunteer Organization. We had Miguel Gonzalez, Inspiring Youth. And Miguel is a high school student at Rifle High School and volunteers at Grand River Health, Lift Up, helped start the Garfield County Friday Meal Monkey program, which provides lunches to hundreds of children locally. We had the Immeasurable Energy Award to Marcy Wenzel, who has been working at Mountain Valley Developmental for 22 years. And that's one thing I'd like to say, too, is this: we're looking for unsung heroes. It can be a volunteer. It can be someone who's working in a governmental agency or a nonprofit organization, giving back, doing work to give back and make the community a better place. And so it's unsung heroes, and it's your neighbor who's just volunteering all this time that you think, well, he or she thinks this is, I'm just helping. I'm not a humanitarian, but they are. So we're trying to recognize those people who don't get recognized because they don't think they're doing anything special when they're contributing hundreds of hours to the community.
Yeah. And other people see that, and that's really, by definition, a humanitarian, they're not doing it for self-glory or attention. Right. It's because of their love of their, of humanity, their community. Yep. And that's what's heartwarming. And which we don't run out of nominees. Even in this small community, there's the list just goes on and on. So this award will go on for long past our years. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, and Marion, we'll give you a chance to say something next break. But again, we're talking about the 2019 Garfield County Humanitarian Service Awards, and the banquet is coming up April 1st. No fooling. 5:30 at the Grand River Health Ballroom. Great place. I'm sure it'll be wonderful food. And nominations are due 4 o'clock Friday, February 22nd.
Correct.
All right. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Back with more to this. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. We're speaking this afternoon to Sandy Swanson, Family Visitor Programs, Rick Blauvelt, Raising a Reader, and Marion McDonough from Catholic Charities. We're talking about the 2019 Garfield County Humanitarian Service Awards coming up April 1st. And it's a wonderful annual event where people that just roll up their sleeves and help the community and do wonderful things and don't expect any recognition. But if you know someone who fits that bill, get their nomination in by Friday, February 22nd, 4 p.m. And hopefully maybe they'll get an award. Yeah. They'll be recognized by the community. Marion, how did you get involved with Catholic Charities and with this event?
I got involved through the Human Services Commission, which is a group of folks mainly, as Nancy said, or Nancy Sandy, I'm so sorry, Sandy said earlier, with the through Garfield County, and it's mainly a group of agencies. But one of the requirements kind of on that commission is that you participate in something. And when I first heard about this awards, it's like, okay, that sounds interesting. I can do that. And then, of course, like Rick said, when you attend once, you're hooked, and you just want to continue to do it. And because all the work I think that we all put in, and there's a very small group of folks that puts this together every year. And as it gets closer and the work begins to get more and more, anybody who's put on events knows this, you sit there and start going, oh, my gosh, do we have to do this again? And then the night you're there and you start listening to the stories and you're seeing the people, and it is so heartwarming and so amazing that everyone walks out of there just feeling fabulous. And so glad that you came.
Yeah, with a renewed sense of hope and joy and peace that, wow, there's some really cool people in this community.
It's amazing.
Give me an idea what it's like sitting on the board and discussing nominees. I mean, are there little arguments or friendly discussions, or do you take a silent vote? How does it work?
We've actually gotten down a, thanks to Sandy, a wonderful little kind of system that enables us to do a lot of the work ahead of time individually. So everybody is reading every nomination, every letter. So it does take quite a bit of time. And then we have a kind of a voting. We've got all the names, and it's like, pick. The top 10, who kind of rises to the top. And so you go through a series of voting, I guess, of mm-hmm. trying to narrow it down. And depending on the number of people who are nominated, also mm-hmm. reflects on the number of people that we ultimately will give awards to. So if you only have 10 nominations, like Sandy said, you're hoping for about 15, but if you're only getting 10, maybe we're only going to give out 5 awards this year. So yeah, that kind of varies too.
We do occasionally
yeah.
have to
or
argue,
three, yeah.
argue why we chose someone, or our Absolutely. List included someone versus, over another person. And so we have some friendly,
we
challenge each other a little bit. But that's a good, healthy process. And we come out with some great, I think, great awardees.
Yeah. How many are on the board?
Well, it's flexible. So right now, Marion, Hans Lundgren, Rick, myself, Blythe Chapman, Christy forgot the organization. I'm sorry, Christy.
That's right.
It'll come to me. And Pat Horowitz, who has been volunteering, I think, from the very beginning. So you have this handful of people. If you can make, we set a date for the meeting. If you don't make it, you don't get to vote. Only the people who are present at the meeting know who won until the night of the event, because this is a small community. So the more people that know, the more that we expect that it's not a surprise anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do swear everybody to secrecy. Mm-hmm. Once the nominees are nominated and we close the nominations process, we call all the nominees to make sure they can be present at that event, mm-hmm. because it's very important that they are. So we've held over, Sandy Sakaris is one person that last a number of years ago, she was going on a cruise and she said, I'm not going to be there. I'm on a cruise. And so we held her over to the following year.
Okay.
And she won.
Uh-huh.
So, that's the other thing is if people have been nominated before, they can be nominated again.
Okay.
So it's very important for everybody to understand. It's just that they can't be nominated again if they won.
Yeah. And as we mentioned, Rick, about, you know, the unique names from each award, and it's based on the descriptions in the nominations, right. Like Young at Heart, Reckless Kindness Award, Visionary Leader Award. I mean, the list goes on and on, going back almost 30 years. It's pretty remarkable. But
yeah, and as I said, that's just a part of the fun. We really look at the individual and what they've contributed, and we try to capture that. And
you go through it with a highlighter and go, "Oh, there's a good
yes,
word."
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's okay. What we like. Like I said, we're reading 130 pages of these, and I'm sitting there with a highlighter, going, "Oh, we got to, you know, we have to highlight this." Because what happens? This is important. Everybody gets recognized. Every nominee gets mm-hmm. recognized. So we're saying something about them from the stage that night before the awards are given. So everybody gets recognized. Everybody gets a flower and a recognition certificate, and they, you know, and their family and friends are there. So we're celebrating them regardless of whether they win a final award or not. That's an important part of it.
I see. Okay. Marion, what are some of the past winners that stand out that come to mind to you just off the top of your head?
Well, I think we mentioned Tom Ice, and he is I was just looking through some of his nomination letters, and that is, I guess that's something I want to encourage everybody, do not wait until the very last second to turn in your nomination, because a very key piece of the nomination is that you have three letters that accompany your nomination speaking about that person. And that is the vital, vital information that we receive to determine who stands out and what they've done. We may know that person, but there's a chance that we don't know that person. So those letters are really, really important. And if you're getting just two or three sentences, you've got three letters, but you're just getting two or three sentences, good chance that person's not going to rise to the top because we don't have enough information on that mm-hmm. person. And so some of the I had just printed off a few from last year, but so like Tom's letters, you know, he's been just first paragraph, they're saying that he had been GARCO SAR, so search and rescue, for over two decades. And during this time, he saved countless lives, recovered many deceased people, improved upon the standards of our team, and then it goes on and on to talk about each of those kind of accomplishments and what he's done. So that's the kind of stuff that's important that we're looking for in those letters.
So, yeah. So letters, three letters in addition to the nomination letter.
And a letter from the nominator. So the nominator needs to have a letter. And the nomination form filled out, and then three additional letters of support.
Okay, important to know. And then, as you mentioned, Rick, it's nice to know that the nominees will be recognized or mentioned.
Right, and we take those letters that have been written, and we pull something out of those letters, and we say that from the stage.
Yeah.
We share that from the stage. So the letters are really, really critical.
Nice, cool. Again, we're talking about the Garfield County Humanitarian Service Awards, the 2019 awards banquet coming up April 1st, 5:30 p.m. at the Grand River Health Ballroom in Rifle. And the nominations are due February 22nd at 4 p.m.
Yes.
So make sure you get those nominations in for someone that's very deserving. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Back with more after this. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Good afternoon. We are talking about the 2019 Garfield County Humanitarian Service Awards, and that banquet is coming up April 1st. Always a wonderful time, great time to celebrate some of the wonderful people in this community. It's coming up April 1st, 5:30 p.m. at the Grand River Health Ballroom in Rifle, but the nominations are due. The deadline is 4 p.m. Friday, February 22nd.
Correct.
And that is a hard and fast deadline. Got to have those in. And we're talking to Sandy Swanson with Family Visitor Programs, Marion McDonough from Catholic Charities, and Rick Blauvelt from Raising a Reader. And they have the unenviable task of trying to choose a winner. And Sandy, talk about how people can, again, how they can nominate someone who's deserving. Can they do it online?
Yes, and we would like nominations to be submitted online to the website, which is listed on the nomination form, but it is also, I have to find it here.
Garfield-county.com. Garfield-county.com.
Okay. Yeah, go to the, I found it on the Garfield County homepage.
Right.
And you can just, it's pretty simple.
And you just, now for people who are, and in past years, we've had people who are comfortable in attaching documents to nomination forms. And in that case, they can drop them off, physically drop them off at Family Visitor Programs. And we're at 401 23rd Street, just right behind Alpine Bank, that office building, Suite 204. And anybody can walk in prior to 4 p.m. and drop off that nomination.
Okay.
So I've been helping a few people that didn't have a printer at home, and I printed the nomination form and sent it to them. So we try to accommodate everybody's skill level.
Okay. During the break, we mentioned some names like Alexander Yako and Jim Calloway, rest his soul, just passed, and his memorial was last week. And he defined, he epitomized humanitarian service.
Right.
You don't have to think, well, I could never do what Jim Calloway. Well, certainly you can with your time and your efforts. Maybe you're already doing that. So I think someone like Jim and Alexander could inspires us toward this effort.
Yes, just to point out, both of those individuals have received awards in the last 3 years. And we said coming in, we're looking for unsung heroes, and certainly those two have received due recognition because of the incredible work they've done over many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, don't not nominate a Jim Calloway if you know one, somebody out there that hasn't, that just deserves more recognition. We have given legacy awards to people like Jim and to Alexandra, and we'll continue to do so. But we also want to make sure we're not forgetting all those unsung heroes out there who just don't think they're doing anything special, and they really are. It's those neighbors and people in the community that really deserve more recognition.
Now, it's not limited to people just volunteering. I mean, it could be something that someone does as part of their job.
Right, and lots of people do work above and beyond. Human service, people who work in health and human services or the schools, other kinds of institutions, the police department, the sheriff's department, many of them are also volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Also come up with great programs. We had a police officer nominated last year from Rifle for a wonderful program he designed.
Mm-hmm.
We had another police officer that designed a program on drunk driving and did a great video. We've had search and rescue. We've had people from Mountain Valley. I mean, Marcy last year, who won an award for Mountain Valley Developmental Services after 22 years, went way above and beyond. There was a couple at Mountain Valley that met there that got married, and they asked Marcy to accompany them on their honeymoon because they needed an escort, and they wanted to just go away for a weekend and have a special place. Mm-hmm. And Marcy did that. And that wasn't paid time. She just was so devoted to her people, as she called them, that she took care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you get those kinds of stories. You know, you hear from somebody, your neighbor, your friend, or somebody else that, you know, this person's doing an amazing job at, and then fill in the blank, because mm-hmm. we have looked at everything. Youth are great people to nominate. We have a couple outstanding youth in the community that have gotten awards over the years.
Mm-hmm. And that's inspiring.
Yes. And sometimes, you know, you have a senior who's been volunteering for 80 or 90 years, and they have never been recognized. Please nominate them also. The person who's nominated must be present at the dinner. So if they can't be, we can't accept their nomination that year, but it might be that the following year they can be present.
Yeah.
That's very important. It's very important that people check the website to make sure that the person they're thinking of nominating hasn't won already. We can only give this award one time.
Okay.
So those are, though, and there is the website, and there's links on Garfield County website to our email and to our phone number. So therefore, it's important that if somebody has a question, they just call. We'll get back to them.
Okay. Marion, we talked about that the term unsung heroes keeps coming up, and that really defines this award and this mm-hmm. this night of recognition. These people that work behind the scenes, that, you know, after it, maybe their job's 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, but after 5 o'clock they think, what else can I do? There's got to be something more, and they just go volunteer somewhere or work with kids or whatever, a coach, or
right.
And those are the unsung heroes that we need to applaud and hold up, right?
Correct. And a lot, and it's easy to I think to nominate somebody who perhaps won before, because they're probably still doing it. They're probably still out there. And so you sit there and go, oh my gosh, this person that I know is doing all these wonderful things. And maybe they won 10 years ago and they're still doing all those wonderful things. Mm-hmm. But there is no shortage of people in the community, even with everyone who's won. You know, new people move in, new people have free time that perhaps they didn't have before, and they're giving back. It's how, you know, how are they giving back? How are they helping our community be a better place?
Yeah.
And there's so many people out there that do that, which makes this a great community.
Yeah, you don't run out of all these good people. You think, oh, okay, Meryl Streep wins every year. You know,
right, right.
There's someone new every year that steps up and that's deserving.
Two years ago, we gave an award called the Building Community Award to Larry Bernat. Am I saying that correctly? Bernat?
Yes.
Larry Bernat. And just looking at what he's contributed in the last 10, 15 years, you know, his nominator said he's hammered a nail in all 20 of the homes built by Habitat over the last 10 years. And in doing so, provided homes for more than 50 children. He's also volunteered for 10 years for Meals on Wheels, for the Grand River Hospital, for St. Mary's Catholic Church, for the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. And he'll get up there and say, well, I'm not doing that much. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to help a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of people that make us feel so good.
Your nomination letter, I'm sure it's not going to be graded for syntax and grammar and punctuation. It's just let it come from the heart.
Yes.
Someone
right.
that inspires you, that you've, you know, admired over the years. And put your thoughts down on paper and get those three letters. And what else am I missing?
A nomination form.
Nomination form.
And a nominator, a letter from the nominator. So nomination form, letter from the nominator, and three support letters.
Okay. Well, I think we've touched just on just about every facet of this. Again, we'll repeat that the nomination deadline is next Friday, February 22nd, 4 p.m. The banquet is coming up April 1st.
Yes.
5:30 p.m. at the Grand River Health Ballroom in Rifle. And I'm excited to see who comes to the surface.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
Right. And I just wanted to let people know that we'll be notifying any nominators that they were nominated, but also that there are tickets to the dinner, to the event, will be available after the 28th the month.
Okay. Very good.
So go to the Garfield County website, and you'll find all the information you need. It's garfield-county.com. As I recall, it's kind of on the left side of the page. It's the home page down, about halfway down the page.
Okay, great. Rick, Sandy, and Marianne, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and let's get those nominations in.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
You bet. You're listening to KMTS Connections.